BAA Training Cadet Aru, aviation is a career for everyone. Some dreams take flight the moment they spark, while others need time to taxi down the runway. For Aru, a pilot cadet from Kazakhstan, the path to aviation wasn't a straight shot, but once she set her sights on the sky, nothing could keep her grounded. Now studying at the Civil Aviation Academy in Almaty and training at BAA Training, Aru's journey is a testament to perseverance, ambition, and sheer love for aviation. Taking the leap. Unlike many pilots who map out their careers early, Aru didn't seriously consider aviation until she was 21.
"I've been fascinated by airplanes since I was a kid, but life took me down a different path,"
she admits.
"At first, I thought about becoming a flight attendant, but I knew I wanted to do more, to reach for bigger things. So after working in economics for a few years, I finally made the leap into aviation."
After considering other career paths in aviation, none seemed to stick. It was the moment Aru knew that piloting was where she wanted to be. Despite financial hurdles, she dove into researching scholarships, which ultimately led her to an opportunity to train in Europe and earn an EASA license.
"I never imagined this path would lead me here,"
she says.
"But here I am, working toward my dream."
The grind of pilot training. Becoming a pilot isn't only about passion. It's about having the discipline to push forward. Aru found her pilot studies straightforward since she already arrived with a clear focus on studying. While intense, her lessons were well delivered, with excellent explanations from instructors. But Aru's days are long and intense.
"I'm up at 5 a.m., hit the books at about 6 a.m., and study solo for 2 hours before classes start at 8 a.m. After classes, I stick around to finish up work and don't get home until 7 or 8 in the evening,"
she shares.
"The workload's intense, so concentration is key. On weekends, I try to hang out with friends, play board games, cook together, and swap stories from our different cultures. It's an international group we have here."
The theoretical part of training is particularly challenging, with compressed coursework and constant studying. But Aru keeps her eyes on the prize.
"It's tough, but this is temporary. After this, I get to fly. That's what keeps me going."
Breaking barriers, one flight at a time. As a young woman in a traditionally male-led industry, Aru knows the misconceptions well.
"Some people still think women don't belong in aviation,"
she says, but she's proving them wrong every single day. When asked if she had female role models in aviation, Aru says she finds inspiration from female pilots on social media, but didn't have one growing up. Instead of seeing that as a setback, she turns it into motivation.
"Don't let the lack of visible role models discourage you. It didn't discourage me. You are the role model you're waiting for. Focus on your passion, study hard, and believe in your abilities. The aviation industry is changing, and your generation will be the one to redefine it. Remember, the sky has no gender, and your dreams are valid."
Looking to the future. Right now, Aru is focused on acing her theoretical training. She's already passed her first round of exams, and the feeling is nothing short of a celebration.
"It was a holiday for me,"
she laughs. And what's next? She dreams of becoming a first officer for Air Astana in Kazakhstan, a goal she's determined to achieve.
"My first experience flying as a passenger was with my mom. I deeply wish to have her on board one of my flights, so she can witness my achievement and feel proud."
For Aru, flying is about more than just getting from one place to another. It represents freedom, challenge, and boundless horizons. And while her journey is still unfolding, one thing is clear. She's soaring, and she's inspiring others to do the same.
"Aviation is a career for everyone,"
she says.
"Seeing more women in cockpits and in leadership roles isn't just a symbol. It's about unlocking the full potential of our industry. We should be at the forefront of breaking down those barriers and showing the world that the sky has no limits."